Hi, I'm Vivian Williams with headlines from the Mayo Clinic News Network. Back pain, many people have it, and it's one of the most common reasons why people go see their doctor. A new study shows how back pain is managed for patients varies widely despite published clinical guidelines about how to treat it. Researchers assess things like imaging, use of narcotic medications, other medications, and referrals to physical therapy. They found back pain treatment often includes overuse of treatments that are unsupported by clinical guidelines. They say with healthcare costs soaring, improvements in the management of back pain could mean cost savings, as well as improvement of quality of care. The study was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. And now here's some information about bipolar disorder and binge eating. Bipolar disorder evolves differently in patients who also binge eat. Binge eating and obesity are often present among bipolar patients, but researchers discovered the mood disorder appears to take a different path in those who binge eat than it does in obese bipolar patients who do not. Study co-author Dr. Mark Fry says this underscores the importance of trying to stabilize mood, because when people are symptomatic of their bipolar illness, they're more likely to binge. Here's Dr. Fry.
We found that binge eating disorder was occurring in just under 10% of our bipolar patients, which is significantly higher than the average rate in the general population. We as well did find high rates of obesity in our bipolar patient population, just over 40%. So we're really seeing that binge eating disorder, which can have a whole host of additional psychiatric concerns, and obesity, which we know can be related to a number of other medical complications, are common in bipolar disorder.
Dr. Fry says they want to work with treatments that can be helpful but not have weight gain as a significant side effect. The study was published in the Journal of Affective Disorders. And now, here's some information you might want to consider before going under the knife for a facelift. A new study suggests that after aesthetic facial plastic surgery, people look about 3 years younger, but there's only an insignificant increase in attractiveness. Now, people have facial plastic surgery to look younger and more attractive, but there's not much info out there about how effective the surgery is on perceived age and attractiveness. Now, the researchers showed people before and after pictures of patients who had surgery. On average, again, they thought patients looked about 3 years younger, but there was no real improvement in attractiveness. Researchers say more studies needed to find out the true effectiveness of facial plastic surgery. This study was in the JAMA Journal Facial Plastic Surgery. And that's a look at headlines from the Mayo Clinic News Network. I'm Vivian Williams.